Hello and good afternoon. I'd like to talk to you today about a few things concerning prayer. People many times mention prayer, they positively talk about it, and they want to make use of it. However, there is a difference between when a Christian prays and when somebody who's not a Christian prays. Now, you can find in Bibles all across the land and things like that, not in the text of the Bible, but in the front or in the back where they'll put like a sample sinner's prayer. However, this is not really the way the Bible goes about teaching on it. How can we make sure we understand prayer in the right way? Well, let's think about that for a moment. If you talk about someone being an alien sinner, that means they simply are not a Christian. They've never been saved. So, if you talk about an alien sinner saying a prayer, some say, well, they're saved in response to that prayer. This has resulted in the mourner's bench, all kinds of ideas. If the alien sinner, somebody who's never known Christ, if they're saved by prayer, then it must be shown in Scripture that that's the case, that they enter into Christ by prayer. However, the problem is that all spiritual blessings are in Christ, Ephesians 1:3, but the Bible simply never says that. The Bible never gives a sinner's prayer. The Bible never mentions anything like it. However, people still say, well, let's do this. We'll just have a prayer, and then somehow they're going to end up to be saved. Folks, the aim and the purpose of prayer is to give blessings unto people, but there are specific blessings, and the spiritual blessings that we have are in Christ. You're already a Christian when you're praying. It doesn't mean God doesn't know that somebody who's never been a Christian isn't praying. He certainly knows they're praying, but it's a question of what are they going to pray for. If we enter into Christ in obedience unto the gospel, as the Bible talks about how that we obey from the heart that form of doctrine, Romans 6 and verse 17. Earlier it indicates that we're baptized into Christ, Romans 6 verses 3 and 4. Then according to the Bible, this is the way we get into Christ. But once we are in Christ, then certainly we want to understand the great privilege of prayer, and we want to understand how to get the most out of it. There are prayers, however, that God will not hear. He will not hear those who refuse to hear His law, Proverbs 28 verse 9. He will not hear the prayers of those who regard iniquity in their hearts, Psalm 66, verse 18. In the New Testament, Peter tells us that God will not hear the prayers of those who do evil, 1 Peter 3 and verse 12. In John 9, verse 31, the statement of the man was made, "Now we know that God heareth not sinners." What does he mean that God doesn't hear them? Obviously, that doesn't mean that God doesn't know what they're doing. He knows what they're doing, but he does not regard it in the sense of supplying the spiritual blessing in response to the prayer. The prayers that God will hear are described in the Bible. He hears the prayers of the righteous, 1 Peter 3:12. He hears the prayers of those who will worship him properly in spirit and in truth, John 4, verse 24. God hears the prayers of those who are obedient unto him, 1 John 3, verse 22. So think for me for a moment, if somebody is outside of Christ, if they're going to pray unto God, and I'm not discouraging prayer, but I'm asking you, what do you think that they shall pray for? If they pray for God to love, well, He loves people already, John 3:16, for God so loved the world, before the person ever prayed, or anybody ever prayed. Are they going to pray for repentance? The goodness of God leads us to repent, Romans 2 and verse 4. It's not that we should not pray that we can't have a change of heart, but the motivation to have a change of heart is certainly found from the goodness of God itself. And God doesn't tell us that, well, your repentance wasn't genuine if you didn't specifically have a prayer for that before it happened. See, what I'm worried about is that people try to set up a condition that God did not put in there and try to say, well, did you say some kind of prayer entering into the time in which you were saved, and somebody gets to thinking, well, no, and you wonder if you had a genuine conversion, like it's some sort of experience that hit you out in the field, as many people put it, and the Bible just doesn't put it that way. If you've believed and obeyed the gospel, then you are saved. Prayer is a privilege that comes unto the child of God, and it is something that all people like to think that they can do, at least most everybody likes to do it. But there are certain things that God already supplies to us, or that God is unwilling to supply for someone outside of Christ. If someone prays for an understanding of God's plan and they're not a Christian, then the Word of God already gives them an understanding of God's plan, Psalm 119, verse 130. Are they going to pray for light? God's Word gives them light. And the explanation of Jesus Christ gives them light. John chapter 1, Psalm 119, verse 105, which will be a thematic verse for a great number of good lessons. Are they going to pray for Christ to come to the sinner? Well, he calls us to come to him. Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 to 30. And the Lord gives us every motivation. Sometimes people are looking in prayer or waiting for things to hit them and for them to have a prayer so that they can do what God already motivates them to do. They just need to do it. Are they going to pray to be reconciled unto God? This really gets at the point, doesn't it? Well, I prayed unto the Lord that I might get right with him. Well, the gospel message teaches us, be ye reconciled to God. But it does not say that that happens solely through the conduit of somebody having a prayer, and that that is a substitute for repentance, that that is a substitute for gospel obedience. The Bible just simply doesn't mention that. The Bible does tell us to be reconciled to God, 2 Corinthians 5, verse 20, but we learn that through the Word of God. Are the person who's praying and they've never known Christ, are they going to pray for grace? The grace that brings salvation has already appeared unto all men, Titus 2, verses 11 and 12. Jesus has already given himself. Is a person who is outside of Christ going to pray for conversion? The law of the Lord converts the soul. This commandment is certainly for us. We need to pay attention to it. Acts chapter 3, verse 19. Are they going to pray for faith? Oh, Lord, please give me faith. How are they going to do that? Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Romans 10, verse 17. If they do not have a background in the word of God, then they can pray all day long, my friend. That's not a substitute for knowing God's will and having faith based upon the words of the Bible. Are they going to pray for salvation? Man is saved by words, the preaching of the gospel. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 21. Romans chapter 10, verses 13 through 17. Many other gospel passages. A person must be born again in response to what they get from the Word of God. James 1, verse 21. Man is saved by words, yes, but he must respond in gospel obedience. And God didn't say, well, just say a prayer and forget all the other stuff. Prayer is a great thing, but we must understand who benefits by it and when it is to be said and what we're supposed to be asking for. Is someone going to pray for the new birth? Lord, make me born again. Really? Not only do we not find that in Scripture, but Peter tells us that the new birth comes through obedience unto the Word of God. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 22 and 23. Is a person going to pray for saving power? God's gospel is the saving power. Romans 1, verse 16. Is a person going to pray for freedom from sin? Obeying the Word of God from the heart makes one free from sin. Once again, Romans 6, verses 17 and 18. Is a person going to pray for acceptance with God? Lord, please receive me. That comes by working righteousness. Acts chapter 10, verse 35. Is a person going to pray for sanctification? We're sanctified by the Word, the truth of God. Romans 17, 17. That's what Jesus himself said. Is a person going to pray for religion? My friend, your religion teaches you to pray. It's not the other way around. You're not waiting to get something and have the prayer first and then understand it later. Religion is something you do, not something that you just get. James 1, verse 27. Observe that the alien sinner, in all the points that I just made, is never commanded or taught in the Scripture to pray for their salvation. Everything that preachers say throughout the land, you want to have an experience with God, you want to have this happen to you or that happen to you, my friend, don't try to add anything or any step that is not given plainly in God's Word. God tells us to believe on the gospel. God tells us to repent of our sins. God tells us that when we let that belief be known, in other words, confess, that we're to be baptized for the forgiveness of sins. All of this plainly taught in the Bible. As a Christian, we have great power and privilege in our prayer. And there are a great number of things that people might pray about and pray for. But certainly somebody who has never known Christ should not think that they can just look to the end of a Bible, see a little sample sinner's prayer, and think that's going to substitute for what God has already told us to do and what he has already given us through his Word. Think about it. If there's any way that we can help you at the Mount Gilead Church of Christ to obey the gospel, and if there's any way we can help you to have a richer, better prayer life, then why not come and see us? And we'd love to have you come and visit us at all of our services at the Mount Gilead Church of Christ.